Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. 8:31, the schools are starting to go back. We've got the universities opening up as well over the next couple of weeks. So we thought it might be useful to take a look at the various COVID numbers and how they're affecting the city. Pleased to say we've been joined by our old friend, Phil Rogers, political blogger, who is with us now. Hello, Phil.
Hello, good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Lucy.
So I wonder if we could maybe go through the latest figures which are available on a city-by-city basis, because I'm wondering if there's various parts of the city that tend to be more prone to COVID infections than others.
It's been a fairly mixed picture over the last month. Basically, what's been happening for August is that cases have been declining across the city. They're still at a reasonably high level, but we have seen falls in all areas. And different parts of the city do go up and down, and we see sort of little spikes here and there. A couple of weeks ago, it was in Trumpington, where we saw a bit of a rise. Right at the moment, it's Arbury and West Chesterton. There's been recent rises. But there's also been some fairly good falls in different parts of the city. So Petersfield, Castle, Market and Newnham, they're all down quite a bit.
And are there various factors such as, I don't know, the type of housing in a particular area, or whether or not it's a part of the city where students are likely to live that have an impact here?
We've definitely seen impacts from students at different times. Since the start of the summer, we've really seen three waves in Cambridge. There was kind of an end of university term wave around late June. And then there was in the middle of July, we had the same wave as the rest of England did, which was about the time that that we came out of lockdown. And then we had a bit of a wave in August as well, which has really been powered by younger people. And that's what's fading away now. So we are seeing a big fall in cases among sort of 20-year-olds, but other age groups are starting to tick up a little bit.
It's interesting. So in line with the rest of the country, so when the restrictions were lifted towards the end of July, we saw infections go up across the country, and Cambridge simply reflected that. There was no special Cambridge circumstances or anything affected by the student population.
That's right. Though actually, the rise in cases came a little bit before lockdown was lifted, and then we did see a fall after that. And everybody thought, "Oh, that's great," but it's been ticking up a little bit since then. But the key thing is that hospitalizations have really stayed comparatively low, certainly a lot lower than they were back in January.
That is excellent news. So, of course, back to school. It's all definitely as of today, all schools are back full time. Are we expecting any impact with the return to school?
Well, I think we're bound to see an increase in cases just because there's a lot of testing going on in schools, and most people are doing lateral flow tests, I guess, twice a week. And obviously some people are doing that anyway, but I think when the schools go back, and also when the university comes back in a few weeks' time, we will see an uptick in cases, but that doesn't necessarily reflect the fact there's more COVID about. It's more likely that there'll be more testing.
Yeah.
But we'll see how the cases go as well.
So it's almost as much down to the testing as it is down to the infections. You would think that the national statistics would do something to allow for that, really.
Well, the thing to look at really is the positivity rate, which is the percentage of those tests that are returning positive results. And when there's not much COVID about, that number goes down really low. And when there is a wave coming, then that number does go up. So right at the moment, that's been down a bit, which is good news. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep a careful eye on that one.
I was going to ask, actually, the R rate, what is it for the country and what is it for Cambridge at the moment?
So for Cambridge, I don't actually have a number, but I would imagine it's a bit less than one because we have been seeing cases falling. I think the latest R rate for England is somewhere between 1 and 1.1, which means that every 10 cases are going to infect another 10 or 11 people. Mm. So obviously you want that number to be below 1, as we all know, and then over the long term the pandemic would fade away. But it does go up and down.
What would you say, I don't know, can we read anything from the previous stats as to, say this time last year, as to what might happen over the course of the next few weeks?
Well, as I say, I do think we will see an increase in cases, but the big difference this time, particularly with the university, is that most of the students coming back will have had two jabs, and that obviously wasn't the case last year, and we did see a big increase then. And I think one other thing that we can take away from what we've seen before is that there actually isn't too much transmission between gown and town. So we have seen quite a spike amongst the students, but that didn't necessarily translate into a bigger increase in the wider city.
Interesting.
Very interesting indeed. Well, Phil, look, thank you very much. We're going to try and make these little conversations a regular thing on a Monday morning, if we can, just to give people an idea of the direction of travel, if you like, of the COVID infection rate. As always, you know, we'd urge people to get a jab if they haven't done so already. If they've had one, go and get another, providing you meet the criteria. Phil Rogers, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.